Praise the Lord. Message number 234. The title of the message, The Descendants of Cain. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis chapter 4. And we will read verse 17 to verse 24. Cain lay with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael was the father of Methushael, and Methushael was the father of Lamech. Lamech married two women, one named Ada and the other Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play the harp and the flute. Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, listen to me, wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged seven times, then Lamech 77 times. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, I know your word, and you have sent it for a purpose, to enlighten your church and your people with your words, and to make them aware of things that is going on in our midst. Open our eyes to grasp your will and follow your ways. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and help me to deliver the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This scripture that we have read from book of Genesis chapter 4 speaks about the descendant of Cain. It was a good description of names and what they did. And we know from Genesis chapter 4 as well that Cain has a brother, his name Abel. And we know that God approved Abel, who offered to God his first fruit, but the Lord disapproved Cain's offering. The Lord looked not with a favor of how Cain came to God and offered to him. And we know that when that had happened, Cain was angry, and out of his jealousy and anger, he rose up and he killed his brother Abel. Also from Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 to 16, as you know and you can read in the Bible, Cain was not willing to repent even when God faced him with his crime, and ultimately Cain left God's presence and lived his life away from God. And with what we have read in Genesis 4 verse 17 to 24, there are things we can see in Cain's descendants that look good and fine and well, And we may even admire, and you may even admire them, but we need to be discerning and aware not to be deceived of how we evaluate things. We need to evaluate them in the way that God wants us to evaluate. We need to see them as watchmen and watchwomen in the way that God sees them. Discernment is needed to live our life, and discernment is needed to serve the Lord. In serving the Lord and in living our life, we need to be a discerning people. Therefore, we need to see things in the way that God wants us to see them. We know from Genesis chapter 4 verse 15, God has put mark on Cain so that he will be differentiated and he will be preserved and not killed. We can read, but the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, he will suffer vengeance even seven times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. God had a purpose in putting this mark, and God had a purpose in protecting Cain. It is not God's purpose to protect criminals, but God was giving chance to Cain to live, hoping one day that Cain will repent. Cain was marked with a mark so he would be recognized, and those who recognize him will not kill him. Cain's descendants and those who follow his way should also be recognized by us as a church, to be aware of how to handle them and to give them the message and the teaching that they need to know and hear in order for them to repent and follow God and live for Him. They might be with us and among us in the body of Christ, or they are adjacent to us, or they want to enter and be with us, or they might be among the new people that we are reaching and people that we are reaching and teaching, the new people, they might be among them. You know, in Jude chapter 1 verse 11, you say the first part of it, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain." We know that the descendant of Cain had been destroyed by the flood that the Lord allowed at the time of Noah. But attitude and character and people who gone in the way of Cain are still going on. There are people like Abel, and there are people also like Cain. And from the life of Cain, and that we can read in book of Genesis chapter 4, and from Genesis chapter 4 verse 17 and to verse 24, from his descendant, we can conclude certain points about such category of people like Cain and Cain descendants. First, they are not willing to give to God the first fruit and the best of their life, or what the Lord had given them, or what they have received from God. There are many in the body of Christ who profess to be called Christians, but they are not willing to tithe their income. They are not willing to give their first fruit unto God. They are not willing also to teach their members to tithe. Therefore, we need to be aware of them. We need to continue to teach them about giving and what is a due for God. There are people who depend on getting donation from people, but that is not the correct way. The correct way is to teach the people that you are reaching, to make them disciple, and to teach them to tithe their income and to give their first fruit to the Lord, not to collect donation from them. One of the first cattle of Cain and his descendants, they are not willing to give to God the first fruit and the best of their life unto him. The second point, they are ruled with jealousy and act out of anger. Many inside the body of Christ who move and act out of envy, jealousy and anger, and harm others and cause spiritual murders. They attack others, they harm them, they took their ministry from them, and that is the way of Cain. What he said, Jude, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Therefore, we need to teach such people how to live their life as Christ and how to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, goodness, self-control, patience. That is our responsibility as a church, how to disciple those people and be patient with them until their character change and until they become follower of Christ. What else we can read in the book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 17 to 24 about the descendant of Cain? You know, they may build great and magnificent buildings. In verse 17, certain Cain was then building a city and he named it after his son Enoch. You know, many who believe that the church is a building and stress and work hard to have a church building, and they may even build good buildings, but their lives are not right with God. We need to be careful. Cain descendants, they may do a magnificent things and buildings and programs and certain important projects. It would seem like important, but they are not. And they name it with a very renowned name. Like here, the name of the city is Enoch, and we know Enoch is one of the descendants also of Seth. And Enoch was walking with God and he was taken by the Lord. Here, the descendants of Enoch, they can build great things and magnificent buildings. And they may use also Christian names, but they are not Christ's follower. In regard about church building and things, I'm not saying here to have building for the church meeting is not correct, but to think that Christian life is well and we are done well when we have the church building and we don't deal with wrong attitude and character that we have and our disciples have and our children have, that is not correct principle. The next point that we want to link with Cain descendant, and we have to bring it into the surface. Cain descendants, or those who follow the way of Cain, they are insensitive and condone immoralities. Those who are insensitive to immoralities and those who condone immoralities. In verse 19, book of Genesis chapter 4 verse 19, say, Lamech married two women, one named Ada, the other Zillah. Lamech, one of the descendants of Cain, he is the first one who introduced multiple marriage. And we know that multiple marriage is one form of immoralities. Also, other forms of immorality are living, sex outside the marriage, minister who promote boyfriend and also girlfriend, divorce and remarriage are all form of immoralities. Those who live in a such way would also try to introduce these things into the body of Christ and corrupt those who are keeping themselves and their ministry pure. The descendant of Cain, they want to also to make it good, and they say this, it is fine if someone married twice or divorced and get married, or now they want to introduce marriage of homosexual. They are the descendant of Cain. It's not only those who kill, the murderers are Cain, like Cain and Cain descendant, but those who do such things, they are also destroying the work of God. Therefore, we need to be careful, discerning, and act promptly in appropriate and responsible way to handle those who try to introduce immoralities inside the church. The next point about Cain descendant, they can be people who mimic the people of God. In verse 20, Genesis 4:20, you say, Adah gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in tents and raise livestock. Here the descendants of Cain, they were living in tents. And the word of God also tells us that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob live in tents. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9, say, by faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. The point that we want to emphasize on here, that you may find people due to certain circumstances are living a life externally, they look like the people of God, but they are not the people of God. Discernment is so much needed to deal with people who are in oppressive situation. I am not saying that you should not sympathize with them or help them or give them aid, but be discerning and do not overlook their willful sins that Cain and his descendants did. You need to present the gospel and God's message for them, that they will be led into repentance. Cain descendants, they can do well in playing instruments. In verse 21, book of Genesis 4:21, they say, his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who played the harp and flute. Many churches nowadays allow people to play instruments and be part of praise and worship just because they have talents in playing instruments. Many ministries are now based on music, instruments, dancing, drama, and other activities that moved with the music, instrument, and voice, and light system influences. In some churches, you enter like a disco already. The sound system and the light and the kind of the dress that they are dressing and the immorality that is going on. Be careful of Cain descendant. The next point about Cain descendant, they can do well in manufacturing and arts. In verse 22, Genesis 4:22, Zillah also had a son, Tubal Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. That is another way that Cain descendants will enter and be part of ministry and part of churches, by using their talents. Good in web designing, good in setting up ministries in the form of music, programs, orchestra, a lot of talents had been introduced into the church, and people who have these talents, they are not yet transformed and they were allowed to be part of the ministry. Somebody good in sound system, somebody good in drawing, somebody good in painting, somebody good in driving or mechanics or cooking, they introduce themselves and be part of church and ministry, but their life have not been changed. The next point that I want to speak about, the descendant of Cain, they abuse the grace of God. And this very important point, you know, if you read book of Genesis 4 verse 23 and 24, I'm going to speak here about Lamech. He is the first one who introduced multiple marriage in the scripture. And if you read verse 23 to 24, we can see how Lamech abused the grace of God. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, listen to me, wives of Lamech, hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times. As we had explained, that the Lord put mark on Cain's forehead in order to protect him, that no one will kill him. Perhaps he repent. Now, Lamech, he knows the story. And Lamech did the same sin and murder a man. Murder a young man. Instead that he will learn the lesson from Cain's life and repent, he abused the grace of God and proclaimed, if Cain is avenged 7 times, then Lamech 77 times. As if he is saying here the following, as God protected Cain who murdered his brother, the Lord also will protect me. There are many now, they use the word of God and they interpret the word of God, the scripture, in a shrewd way to justify their sins and wrongdoings. The scriptures warn us of such kind of people who are even in the abode to be inside the people of God. As there are many scriptures speak about that, you know, Lamech here, he called his two wives and the descendant, and he was preaching, listen to me, as if he is telling the word of God. If Lamech avenged 7 times, if Cain avenged 7 times, Lamech 77, he is abusing the grace of God. The same God who protects Lamech, the same God will protect me even if I continue to do wrong. That's what he was saying. You know, the scripture warns us about Cain descendants, about those who do wrong and try to justify their wrongdoing and keep themselves inside the body of Christ. In the book of Jude chapter 1 verse 48, for certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffered the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, those dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and slander celestial beings. The descendants of Enoch, of Cain. They abuse the grace of God, they abuse authority, they reject authority, and slander celestial beings. Woe unto them, for they have gone into the way of Cain. Jude chapter 1 verse 11. Also, 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with the stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. So here we are warned about those who false teachers who abuse the grace of God. They try to introduce heresy, like Lamech introduced a heresy. If Cain avenged 7 times, Lamech 77. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 3 to 5. If anyone teaches false doctrine and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about wars that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspensions, and constant friction between men of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain. Also, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 and verse 16. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letter contains some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction. So here, the descendant of Cain, Lamech, he distorts the scripture, he twists the word of God in order to soothe their own desire, but the distortion of the scripture will bring destruction on those preachers and teachers. Our aim as a church, we need to recognize them, we need to correct them, we need to give them the message of the Lord. That's one aspect that we need to be discerning of such kind of people. First, to protect ourselves, protect our congregation, our churches. Second, to warn them that they need to repent, but we must recognize them. We must know how to handle them, and that's why we need to have wisdom, and that is where the Lord sent his message about Cain descendants. God wants you to be discerning and responsible on what is going on around you. The Lord even, you know, the Lord even may allow people who teach wrong to enter into the church in order to test your faithfulness to him. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 13, verse 1-3, speak that the Lord allow it in order to test the church, if the church love the Lord or love the world and follow the false instruction and teaching. If a prophet or one who foretells by dreams appears among you and announces to you a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken take place, and he says, let us follow other gods you have not known, and let us worship them, you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. So here the Lord allows a prophet or a dreamer or somebody to enter, and he announced and proclaimed miraculous sign, and even the Lord, you know, allow that his sign, and if the sign of or wonder of which he has spoken take place, he allowed it to happen and do miracle, and what he say is coming true. But the same person, he will tell you to do wrong, and you go because there was a miracle he did. God is testing you in that. The Lord may allow wrong people to come, and even he would allow miracles to be done through them in order to test you. Are you going to keep his word, or you follow the people because they have done certain miracle? God is testing your love for him. The Lord is a very particular about us today as a church. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and light for our path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and light for my path. The Lord had made things very clear to us from this message. The scripture that we discussed and the example the Lord give us discernment, and also it asks from us commitment and take the right decision and correct step to handle such kind of people or ministries or situation that the Lord is calling us today to deal with. Cain descendant, or the way of Cain, by no way will continue inside the church. Have to be moved out, and that's our responsibility as a worker, to live and to serve him and to handle people who are either outside and we are reaching and they are like Cain, or inside and we need to handle them in the way that God wants us to handle. Come, let's pray. Tell him, Lord, I thank you for your word. Thank you for all the scripture and the message that you sent today for your church. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Oh God, Lord, oh God, I do pray, oh Lord, that your word will bring the fruit that you desire and you have sent it for a purpose. Let your purpose prevail in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord. I do pray we commit ourselves that we will stand firm to follow your will and to cleanse your church from people like Cain. Lord, give us discernment and give us wisdom how to apply the message in our life and how to serve you and how to handle such kind of personnel or mission or people that you allow us to come across and discern in them kind attitude and characters. Lord, I do pray that you take this message and make it reach those who are in need for it and those who are waiting for it to receive it. Let your word bring the fruit that desire. Let your purpose be accomplished of sending your word. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.